This year's almost over, but we still have some incredible games coming out, from nostalgic classic games all the way to new DLCs. We've got a bit of something for everyone. Hey, I'm your host, Retrospect, and today we're going to be checking out some of the top games dropping this December. Coming up first on our list is Marvel Cosmic Invasion, shaping up to be one of the biggest nostalgic beatdowns dropping December 1st. This is a throwback to the classic side-scrollers, so I'm sure you remember maybe playing one of these Marvel games like this when you were younger. It might immediately remind you of games like Ninja Turtles, which is one that I played a bunch in the arcade with my friends. But in this one, you still get that setup and the classic chaos, so Annihilus is trying to take over the galaxy again, and you have a 15-hero launch roster, so you're stepping up to shut him down, and you get huge names like classic Captain America and even Wolverine, but also some deep cuts like Cosmic Ghost Rider. It's everything you love about Marvel with that classic old-school charm. Next up on our list is Ferocious, dropping on December 4th, and this is basically the game filling that Dino Crisis-shaped hole that we've all been begging Capcom to reopen. It's a first-person survival shooter where you end up washing on a mysterious island looking for your brother, and then immediately realize the place is crawling with prehistoric monsters that all want to kill you. And not only that, there are soldiers there too. The vibe really reminds you of a mix of Dino Crisis, which I mentioned earlier, but also Far Cry, which is really interesting. You get to build weapons and tools that match the way you want to play, whether you like to sneak or go in blasting, or maybe you like to improvise and just find stuff around. Every situation gives you a few ways out, so every corner hides something that could eat you or help you. Next up is Octopath Traveler Zero, dropping December 4th, and this is completely changing up the formula in a really cool way. It still feels like the classic Octopath that we've all come to really love, but this time the world reacts to you in a much deeper level, and there's way more freedom in how you build your party. So you get to recruit from a huge roster now, over 30 characters across all different job types, like warriors, merchants, thieves, and hunters. The biggest shift, though, is the new path action system, and this basically makes everything tied to your classes, so the NPCs respond based on what they value most, whether it's wealth, power, or fame. And if this beautiful HD 2D story interests you, there's a free demo right now that you can give a try.
If you win, I vow to join you as your comrade.
My flame will never die, no matter how many times it is engulfed in darkness!
Welcome back.
Transients comes out on December 4th, and this is basically what you would get if you got Max Payne, Splinter Cell, and Rainbow Six all melted together in this really gritty neon-drenched Texas in 2056. You play as Eli Reed, an accountant for hire who somehow ends up redlisted with a bounty on his head, and now he's running for his life trying to figure out who set him up and why. The tone is super gritty, told through comic book style cutscenes that make it feel kind of like an old school action thriller. And the gameplay is really into speed and improvisation, so there's on the fly weapon customization, there's a special nitro capsule undersuit that works a lot like the Crisis nanosuit, and every mission is just tight up close firefights. So if that's what you've been looking for, this is the game for you. Next up is Yakuza 0 Director's Cut, dropping December 8th. Now, Sega is basically refreshing the entire Yakuza library around it, so the original version of Yakuza 0 is being pulled from the store so the Director's Cut can take its place. And if you already own Zero or Kiwami, you'll get a discount on the upgrade. In the Director's Cut, you get new cutscenes, a new English dub, new online co-op mode called Red Light Raid, and much more. And since Sega is tuning up the older games as well, Kiwami 2 on PS5, and the Xbox Series consoles getting a performance jump to full 60 frames, which is going to make combat and looking around just a lot smoother, this is one of the perfect times to just jump back into the series, especially if you've never given them a try.
Team up with players from around the world to raid the Red Light District's hordes of punks. For newcomers and fans alike, the story that started it all.
Coming up next, we have Ashes of Creation, The Return to Vera, coming out on December 11th. And since their successful Kickstarter campaign in 2017, players have been ravenous for a chance to get their hands on this modern MMORPG where empires are forged, wars are waged, and players gather both resources and allies in pursuit of victory. I really love huge open-world fantasy games like this, and it's really cool that you're going to be able to not only fight other players, but fight against other things in the world as well with other players, which is great. I love community stuff like that, and that's something the developers have also really said that they're into. The reason they're launching it in this time on Steam is to get a lot of players' feedback, because they really want to update the game to make it exactly as the community wants.
You and your people have returned to reclaim your ancestral home. Your destiny awaits.
Up next, we have Terminator 2D No Fate coming out on December 12th. And if you're looking for a little holiday cheer, Terminator 2D is here. 34 years after the release of the second film, retro gamers may finally be able to have something to celebrate, a faithful tribute to Terminator 2, complete with a comprehensive feature set and a blended adaptive storyline featuring all the iconic scenes and original untold stories from the Terminator universe. You're thrust into a critical point in the story in the war between Skynet and humanity, and you get to decide the fate as you play Sarah Connor, T-800, or even John Connor, all with their own distinct gameplay styles to ensure humanity's survival against the machines. And last on our list is Ubisoft's Avatar: Frontiers of Pandora from the Ashes, coming to you on December 19th. Now, this is an expansion of the game Frontiers of Pandora, and this all takes place in the burned remains of the Kingler Forest, where seasoned Na'vi warrior Solek must battle invading humans as well as a vicious Na'vi faction known as the Ash Clan. In this new expansion, players get to experience more aggressive gameplay, including all the close-quarter attacks they've come to know and love, precision archery, and even enhanced perception. And if you don't want to buy the expansion but still own the game, you'll still get huge quality of life upgrades and a new third-person mode for free. And those are some of the top games dropping this December. I hope you liked our list. We tried to include a bit of everything for everyone. I'm really excited for Ferocious. I think that's a really cool game, especially because it's kind of like Far Cry and a weird mix of kind of Turok. I don't know, but it looks really cool. Was there a game on this list that you think should have been on here? Let us know. Also, be sure to check out our GX Corner release date calendar to stay up to date with release dates, because of course they do change from time to time. I've been your host, Retrospect. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you guys next time right here on Opera GX. Bye, everyone.